You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Speak up. You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
Hey, 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 good morning. Welcome. Come on in. Sit down or stand up. Keep walking. Whatever. Whatever's comfortable. This is Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio station way up top of Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen to this program and others online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the App Store or Google Play, depending on your device. You can go to linktree.ee/CJSF radio, except the period is in the middle of the word tree, linktr.ee/CJSF radio, or you can visit our website at cjsf.ca. That's all the places you can find this show, but you're already listening, so that's great. Thank you. This morning, we've got a bunch of stuff, some music, a dive into the tape archive, another the return of Tape Rescue, and some other talk content. So we'll get to that over the next hour or so. I don't know if I've introduced myself yet. I'm Jesse. I like to start things off with a little bit of local music each week here, and today will be no exception. We are going to hear from the band Leave Yourself Alone, who make cinematic long-form dream state post-shoegaze, in their own words. They also bear the distinction of having a self-titled album with a self-titled track on said album. That's right, Leave Yourself Alone by Leave Yourself Alone from the record Leave Yourself Alone. But it's 8 minutes, and I got a lot I want to play today, so we're going to hear a different track by Leave Yourself Alone from the record Leave Yourself Alone. This is Catch Somebody right here on Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Some teeth on
Catch Somebody by Leave Yourself Alone from their record Leave Yourself Alone. That record came out November 17th, and you can see Catch Somebody playing at the Kingfisher Blues 16th annual, I believe, Christmas party. That is on December 17th, the 16th annual Kingfisher Blues Christmas party at the Commodore Ballroom. Go watch Leave Yourself Alone and support suicide prevention charity work. Cool stuff. Anyway, I'm Jesse. This is Speak Up. And it is time for a dip back into the tape archive. That's right. It's time for Tape Rescue. Pew, pew, pew. Cassette sound effects. Yes, I am diving into CJSF's archive of cassettes back into the 1990s to unearth material that has been hidden for decades in boxes and cassette tapes and just on weird magnetic tape. I have done you the favor of digitizing these cassettes so that you can hear them over the radio. We got some goodies today. The first thing I am going to play for you is a song by the group Children of Atom, who have been very clear in their logo to make sure that you understand that it's a pun on Children of Atom, but the D and the A have been transformed into a T and an O. This group, Children of Atom, there are three releases of theirs on Discogs, all three sort of cassette singles with a couple tracks. The one you're going to hear is called Nothing You've Ever Heard Before, which is the second track on the cassette. Oh, no, I just saw that it's just called the two titles of the songs, which I will tell you in a moment when you hear what this next track you're going to hear is called. They are a very sort of like sci-fi, dystopian, robo-industrial themed band who have all their songs released by Moss Neotech Biosystems and written by Children of Atom. On this release, they give acknowledgments to Rutger Hauer and special thanks for inspiration to Philip K. Dick. And they let you know that Children of Atom Biosoft ROM cartridges and SimStim cassettes are available from your local software dealer. All biological tissue is vat-grown in Chiba City, exclusively for Children of Atom. Children of Atom use Onosendai Electronics, Moss Neotech's biochips, and Hosaka software. So there's also a 604 phone number for you to call, but I don't think it's connected to the same people anymore, so I'm not going to read it out to you. Instead, we are going to hear the track Replicant by Children of Atom. That might explain the Rutger Hauer acknowledgments, and it definitely explains the Philip K. Dick inspiration. This is from 1993, back before it was cool to like Blade Runner, back when that still just made you a regular old nerd. So I am obsessed with this currently, and so you will get to listen to the track Replicant by Children of Atom here on Speak Up as part of Tape Rescue.
Time to die.
Replicant by Children of Atom from the Replicant / Nothing You've Ever Heard Before cassette, 1993, rescued out of the CJSF tape archive. I'm going to continue on with some more material. What you're hearing in the background right now is the beginning of Cycles of Eons, second movement by the Mystic Fuse. Ray Fuse is a outsider artist, a performance artist. Been doing work since the 90s. Sacred Sound Vision is his production company. Dance, sculpture, music, visual art, all sorts of stuff. Still putting music out today, which is pretty cool. But what I'm going to play for you next, I mean, we'll listen to Cycles of Eons a little bit in the background here. What I'm going to play for you next is from City Squeaks, which is a electroacoustic music compilation produced up here at SFU, but with very little information available. The production notes are produced at Simon Fraser University by Lido. Cover art and design by Forehead. And so far, all my internet sleuthing has turned up nothing about this record, and very little information about the people who made the works on it. There's a little bit about people out there, but, you know, for example, Adam Gaidos is now a video game and film music producer, which makes sense given the electroacoustic nature of this and all that. But the most interesting piece to me, anyway, that I'm going to play for you is by Betsy Smith, and it is called Uwanji. And Uwanji Omajela, Chief Hawk, is the name given to my father by the people of Zaire. He was a bush pilot for 15 years in that country. In July of 1994, my brother and I returned to Zaire to place his ashes in the earth in the village of Wembo Nyama. In Zaire, when a person dies, the spirit of the person stays in the jungle until the immediate family calls the spirit back into the village. When the spirit returns, many people celebrate with food and drink, symbolic of the ingestion of the spirit, who then lives with the ancestors and people of the village. Sound sources of this piece originate from the field recordings made while my brother and I were in Zaire. So Betsy Smith's words about the piece Uwanji, which appeared on the City Squeaks electroacoustic music compilation in 1995, I believe. Well, that's when it was added to the library here at CJSF anyway. And so we are going to now hear that piece, Uwanji by Betsy Smith, on Speak Up.
Why omu ya omalele mwao? Echao, Wayo Wayela. Should check Tolombe, Nombaku Wanji. She Sole Lolo. Lukumbula Kelalemia. Dulu Dak, Dai. Lulangula Kelachamila Katuqua Chamalolo. Utusanang landed on. Nelalum Mulaunya solo vwe Lambo Kalola o challenge and Bilako Tonge Mbakimoso Uduande La Kete
Ash
Ketele Kete Otokole Otoko
Two dots.
Dodi chu, lady chu.